everyone, and welcome to the third qualifier recording for GGW7. Oh yeah. So, I'm going on family reunion vacation tomorrow, so yeah, I'd better put this up now. I just finished, I'm going to roll through it. Let's have a fun, happy party panda. First up, Yumi. There were parts of this where I think you nailed the imagery, but some of your wording, breaks, and structure came off as just awkward to me. There are also a few places where I feel your word choice was strange. I spotted a typo, or, you know, some singular-plural disagreements, you know, all that good stuff, lost for the ages, etc. Then there's the matter of content. This ending is so beyond overdone, I cannot express it enough. Like, you chose the most obvious path for this poem, and I think it really detracts from the piece. There's no feeling of sorrow in here either. It was just a blanket statement about repetition that came off as completely apathetic. I think this demands adjustment. Now, this piece is a significant improvement from the last round, but it's far from your top form. You, Tora. You write well. But this was definitely a step back for you, in my opinion. It took me multiple attempts to jump into this piece, and it really hovered in a space that didn't couple to my mind at all. I feel this one was flat on the entertainment scale. You put prose together nicely. No one can take this away from you. But, you know, let me sum it up like this. At this level, the front runners in the AGWL and GGW can all write well and for the most part edit enough. There might be a plus or minus 1 point different in that GS category. Where writers stand out is through their original spin in the entertainment realm, and this one didn't tap into the entertainment realm at all. You can definitely construct something better than this, and I've seen it from you in the past few rounds. So, I just don't know what was going on here. Well written, but really flat. Zounder kitten! I'm on the fence on this one. It was okay. Had some cute elements, and thus it'll work well in some circles. But I'm not blown away at all. I find a few of your line breaks to be on the weak side. They're just kind of placed there, you know, with an and at the end, for example. Just to make the rhyme scheme kind of sort of not work. I'm not a big fan of these maneuvers. There really isn't a whole lot for me to say about this. I think it's okay, but I'll be blunt. If you want to get further in this contest, then you have to set yourself apart as an author. Dig a bit deeper, and show me something that packs imagery, passion, emotion, and something a bit more worthy of analysis there. Come on, you can do it. Frosted. Again, mixed bag of nuts. I'm not usually a fan of short breaks, but some of them really worked well here. On the other hand, I think you tried to slip in a rhyme scheme in places only to have it come out seeming forced. The big thing I see here, though, is that you didn't really develop an image. Things of this nature have been fairly common over the years. I need something a bit more. I need some added depth. Something to pull me into a picture and blow my mind. So challenge yourself, dig a little bit more into that imagination fun zone, and paint me a portrait. Because that's what I feel poetry truly is, a great life portrait. I'm just not seeing it here. I'm not getting an image. I'm not getting anything to take away. And that's usually not a good sign when it comes to poetry. PK. Damn. Leave it to PK to deliver something on the entertainment scale of glory. Few complaints here. You know, I read this one without interruption, and given my hellacious couple of weeks, that's amazing. I'd say it was a little on the soft side for originality purposes, but you did manage to bring it in style, and that always deserves props. Wounded Huntress. I wish I could tell you that your parentheses were worth something here, you know, just so we could add another exception to the list of parenthetical uses, but I can't. I hate them with such unbridled passion in poetry. They don't do anything, and they certainly didn't do anything for you here except add a layer of, you know, unaesthetic shit to the work that was otherwise interesting. On the negative side, I find some of your line breaks to be just plain awkward. Ending on weak articles and prepositions just doesn't add power to a piece. It actually kind of sucks it away. Although, given that this was a piece about malnutrition, perhaps it actually works. So, that's worth a thought. Anywho, given that this is a, you know, yeah. Woo! Last stanza. Gonna just roll on into the positive here. The last stanza was awesome. Had that power, wit, grittiness. That is the kind of shit that I love and eat up. And it keeps you in the game. So all in all, nice work. You survived, the parentheses. Still hate them, but you survived. You lived. Black Gabriel. This was great. A few things, though. I hate one-word sentences with a passion. Almost as much passion as parentheses in poetry. But I just... Fuck. There were also a few typos. A couple. But overall, this was amazing and fantastic. Entertainment through the roof. I was gripped by your character. And there really isn't a whole lot else for me to say. Congrats. You just made GGW interesting again. Excellent. Brilliant. In fact... I can tell you this much, and this is impressive. Your piece was actually the first one I read, and I just remember all of it. And this was like, you know, the day after the round ended. Sometimes, you know, these pieces decay away in my mind, and by the time I get around to the recording, I'm like, holy fuck, what the hell is this about again? And this one, I just know. I mean, this is great. Glorious. Eris. Presentation. My god. For something about the end of the human race, this is just incredibly dull to me. The writing's fine. You know, I've already rambled on about this with you, Tora. I found your colloquial style at least amusing, but it was incredibly hard to keep me drawn into this for the length that it was. I just, you know, well, honestly felt like you're kind of going through the motions of writing or just scratching the surface. For the premise of being the last person on Earth because you were suicidal, I felt no literary gravity whatsoever. And that is a huge problem in terms of the entertainment execution perspective. And you really need to address it. Please, please address it. Because I know you can bank mad shit. This didn't make it to the bank. Voice of creation, para never. Yeah. I love your comment of like, do you still just want to call me Para? It's like, no, you're still never. Sorry. You're just not getting around it. It's ingrained in my mind. Welcome back. Now, seriously, come on. A spelling error and some bullshit this like? Bitch, please. Did you think that I wouldn't call you out for that shit? Well, I did. Now, in all fairness, you still remember how to write. But I'll be damned honest with you, because I always am. Entertainment-wise, this sucked. It was dry. By my god, dry. I had to fight my way through this, and this is another one that I tried repeatedly, thinking, you know, maybe I'm aborting because I'm just tired and work blows. But no. Like, come on. I had to fight my way through this, and you can definitely do better than that. On a stylistic side, there were, you know, the few weak sauce line breaks in there, too. Places where I found it to just be, you know, disjointed and out of place. Not exactly the best thing for rhythm. You know these things, though, because you've been through the gauntlet, so remember that I demand them? I think that's a great idea. Remember, it's Wing. Wing. Wow. Whoa. What? There you go. Exactly. Now, this is where things get interesting. So in case it wasn't obvious by the fact that I just, like, fucking shat praise all over the microphone, Black Gabriel has gone back-to-back and banked this round, too. Now, what that means is Black Gabriel gets the mad pixelated gold, which really is just stupid and doesn't matter. The thing is, and this is where I hope Black Gabriel is still listening. You see... When you win a second qualifier, you have a choice. You can either keep it for yourself, or you can donate it to the runner-up of this round. Whom, quite frankly, I'm not going to reveal the identity of this because that just makes it all the more interesting. Yes, all the more interesting indeed. So, the long story short, Black Gabriel, is you can either say the runner-up gets your qualifier spot, in which case we have another person in the playoffs, which has generally been done in the past because people don't want to look like a douche, or they want to make the playoffs a bit more interesting. On the other hand, you could totally shark it, keep it, and then one out of eight becomes one out of seven in terms of the playoff picture. I don't know. I mean, historically, people have been nice and they've said, okay, I'll pass it on. But I kind of have to say, there's a little part of me that kind of wishes somebody cutthroat would come along and just be like, fuck you, I'm keeping it. I don't know. It's a tough call. I do enjoy interesting playoffs. 'Cause that's when I bust out the prompts. Prompts are fun. But you should tell me what your choice is. 'Cause I need to know. Probably soon. So I can make a statement about it. But you know what this means. I'm gonna take a sip of Propple first. Black cherry goodness. Now get the hell off my audio file, you goddamn hippies.